and we're always with you.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 22nd of May, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news from the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. No new confirmed cases of COVID-19, so 336 in total, the Health and Social Care Minister gave today's briefing. We'll hear details shortly, plus the Chief Clinical Information Officer, Gregor Pedden. Update to the government services available. Will we need an increase in affordable homes after the pandemic? How will businesses get back to business, and when will football return to Manx pitches?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines at 29 minutes to 6. Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, the Health and Social Care Minister, says a return to health document will be published tomorrow, which will set out how his department will restart certain health services across the island. Also from today's government media briefing, it was announced there have been no new COVID-19 cases on the Isle of Man since Wednesday. The current total of confirmed cases stands at 336. 9 are active, 7 in the community, 2 in hospital. Mr. Ashford says today marks a minor milestone as the island starts its journey on the road to normality. Police say they've made 108 drug seizures since lockdown began at the end of March. 27 of those have been packages which were sent through the post. Demolition's underway at the site of the former KFC in Douglas to make way for a new six-storey apartment block. Duke Street Commercial, the firm behind the plans for Douglas Town Centre, says the development will be a landmark building for the island's capital. Further afield, a plane carrying 98 people has crashed into a densely populated area of Karachi in Pakistan. Witnesses say the Airbus A320 attempted to land 3 times before coming down. So far, at least 2 survivors have been found. And the British Home Secretary is expected to detail how travellers entering the UK from foreign countries will be treated at today's daily press briefing in the UK. Those are the headlines. More at 6. Mish Dolan Mercer, Manx Radio News.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, a gale warning out in the North Irish Sea. For the next 24 hours on the island tonight, a mixture of dark clouds and blue skies. It's breezy with a strong south-southwesterly. Overnight dry and clear with 10 degrees, the overnight low. Jasan, sunny intervals, strong southwesterlies, intermittent showers and 13, maybe 15 degrees. Top temperature for Saturday, down to 11 through the night. Jaduni, dry with sunny spells and southwest winds, falling light by the end of the day. Top temperature 7 degrees, 17 degrees on Sunday. Of course, bank holiday Monday looking a little better. Low waters at 27 minutes past 6 tonight. Sunset 28 minutes past 9. High water 29 minutes after midnight. Sunrise in the morning 2 minutes past 5. And low water at 4 minutes to 7. Remember, it's bank holiday Monday on Monday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
The Health and Social Care Minister has laid out a plan for the return of some health services on the Isle of Man. David Ashford, MHK, says a document called Back to Health will be published tomorrow, outlining steps towards a new normal for the Department of Health and Social Care. These include reintroduction of endoscopy, general surgery, urology and certain cancer and delivery services. Ewan Gawn asked the Health Minister whether the DHSC feels it's safe to take these steps.
We are, Ewan. I mean, we wouldn't be doing them otherwise. We've taken very much a risk-based approach to all of our services. So it's not a case of all services are just going to immediately resume. That will be done over a period of time. As I've stated just now in the press conference, we will be doing things in managed blocks. So just as government reviews all policies every 2 weeks, the department every 2 weeks will be reviewing what services are available. The biggest biggest challenge for us is that it's a balancing act, because as well as turning these services back on, we still have to manage and staff our response to COVID-19. So it's got to be done in a managed, gradual and risk-based way.
Well, can I ask how the testing regime is being changed to suit the changes that you've outlined here? I mean, is everyone who's working in these services going to be tested?
So frontline staff, we have already changed our testing regime. We changed it on Wednesday, and we have gone out and said that those that are at the very front line, so they are actually dealing direct with people, can now apply to be tested on a weekly basis.
So you're not going to make it mandatory?
It is not going to be mandatory. The risk profile of the island is very different to a lot of other jurisdictions. The best defences against COVID-19 are hand washing and social distancing, but we will be making tests available for those who wish to go through that process.
These services that you've outlined could be rolled out over the next 2 weeks. They've been paused for some time. What kind of impact has that had on people's lives?
Obviously, in some cases, it's had an absolutely massive impact. I don't underestimate that for one second. There have been people who've been waiting for elective surgery around hips and things like that. There's the cancer care pause as well, which has been a very concerning time for those particular patients. So, no, I don't estimate for 1 minute. In some cases, it's had an absolutely huge impact.
Have some people sadly lost their lives due to the inability to access those services?
My understanding is no. I am not aware of any individual case where that has happened. But it is important that where we can, we bring those services online to ensure that people can actually access them.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
But the Back to Health document won't cover all areas of the DHSC. Mr. Ashford was joined by the Chief Clinical Information Officer, Dr. Gregor Pedden, who gave an update on the different COVID-19 specific government services currently in place, including the 111 helpline.
As expected, as hoped, and as a result of everyone playing their part, the number of calls has gradually reduced, and we now process around 100 calls per day. We've tested over 3,600 individuals. The absolute test count is higher than this due to some of our retesting protocols, particularly around essential workers. And we've sent over 2,500 text message results and made about 1,500 callbacks from the service, either again to advise of results or to provide clarity around some of the advice. The service has had to constantly adapt to changes in both clinical guidance and local legislation. Of note here is the recent change in testing criteria in line with the UK, and as already announced this week, we now test cases of loss of taste or smell, or as before, cases of new cough or high temperature. If you do develop any of these symptoms, please call 111. Also, a reminder that all of our current advice is available online at covid19.gov.im, where you will also find the online assessment tool that will direct you to call 111 if required. This assessment tool has been used by over 20,000 individuals. As of next week, and in order to further improve the service, we are merging the 111 team, the community testing team, and our contact tracing team into a single structure to improve the speed and efficiency with which we share information and strategies. This will allow us to strengthen our test and trace service so it's robust enough to give us the confidence we need for when the time is right to open our borders, that we will be able to track, trace and isolate any potential outbreaks before they become an issue. And we as a team are confident that this refreshed service will allow us to keep the public as safe as we can for as long as is necessary.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes before 6. Everything was cancelled today. The 10 o'clock Manan and Tahitian, and the 2:15 Ben McCree on the way back. Tomorrow morning's 10 o'clock Mananan to Hesham is subject to disruption or cancellation. A final decision will be made by the master at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And the Mananan on the way back as well, subject to cancellation. Decision 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Steam Packet's Firstcraft continues to operate daytime sailings to Heysham. The Ben McCree is providing the overnight freight service.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
So, some businesses are reopening. A number of businesses preparing to adapt how they run to reopen in line with the new government guidelines. Manx Radio's Alex Watton with the details.
Among some of the latest restrictions to be eased across the island from the 1st of June, cafes and restaurants will be able to open outdoor areas to customers, provided it's safe to do so. I spoke to Sarah Jumry from The Forge in Santon about how they're planning to reopen.
We've got a pickup area in the car park, so we don't actually even see any of our customers. They just turn up. So we're going to do some work now in the next 10 days while we've got time, thinking about how we bring the customers in and out. It is an outdoor sort of entry and things in. We're not walking through a street or high street or anything like that. It's just into the car park, down onto the open air dining, and it's not a tight space. So we're not worried too much about that. We just need to look at really getting people in and out to use the bathrooms. We have had a sink installed in the outdoor space so people can come in, wash their hands, sanitize and use the space. We've also today, because obviously we found out last night, discovered that we need to think about possibly having biodegradable takeaway, use once consumables, you know, like plates, cutlery, napkins, to give people that added confidence that what they're touching is just for them.
Other businesses to see changes coming in are hairdressers, barbers, tattoo parlours and beauticians, also from the 1st of June. I spoke to Karen Jones from Ramsey Salon, Sun and Beauty and Reflections, who told me those in her industry are much more reluctant.
There is no way of doing what we do with a social distance. And I think as long as we're being told that socially distancing is an essential way to keep the island safe, we feel... certainly, you know, the majority of people I've spoken to feel very uncomfortable changing that and going, you know, we can't visit relatives and give them a hug, but we can give a stranger a haircut. It just seems a little odd.
The new guidelines are that businesses like yours can reopen from the 1st of June. So will you be?
That decision isn't completely made, but I think it's unlikely. The government haven't written the guidelines for us yet. So until we have proper guidelines, we can't really make a proper and informed decision. And they have told us they'll get those out to us over the weekend. And we will discuss again with them on Tuesday. But it's really quite tight on time for a 1st of June opening date.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
17 minutes to 6, the Isle of Man Association of Corporate Service Providers is hosting a free webinar, an introduction to e-signatures and an e-ID. It's on the week today, Friday 29th. It's done by Chris Corlett, Head of Business Development at MBS and an IT service provider with more than 300 clients in 40 jurisdictions. To book, contact Antonia King at the ACSP. Email aking, all one word, all lowercase, aking@acsp.co.im. Clarks, the shoe sellers, to cut more than 900 jobs worldwide in a bid to position itself for a more digital future. The 195-year-old British brand is cutting 1,000 head office roles over the next 18 months to cut bureaucracy and accelerate decision-making to re-energise the business amid falling sales. In 2019, Clarks made an £83 million loss and sold 2 million fewer shoes than the year before. UK pub chain Marston's share price skyrocketed today as it announced a plan to merge with its brewing business with Carlsberg UK division in a £780 million deal. The joint venture will value Marston's brewing business at up to £580 million and Carlsberg's at £200 million.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed mixed as ties between the US and China came under further strain. The dollar climbed on Friday as the emergence of a fresh source of tension between US and China boosted demand. Oil prices slumped after China's decision to omit an economic growth target for 2020, renewed concerns that the fallout from the C-19 pandemic will continue. Gold gained as intensified US-China tensions compounded fears of a slow recovery. In corporate news, Asia-focused stock Prudential, HSBC and Standard Chartered were all weaker. Elsewhere, United Utilities was in the red as it increased its final dividend but said it would renew its dividend policy after £56 million of COVID-19 costs contributed to a £5 million decline in annual operating profit. And the numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was down 0.33% at 5,993. The DAX in Frankfurt flat at 11,073 at 5 o'clock in New York City. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.5% at 24,358. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index flat at 9,275. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.25% at 2,940. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1, 21.7 cents, and €1, 11.7 cents. And in commodities, gold was up 0.25% at $1,731 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 3% at $34.78.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookle, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Tynwald needs to lose its summer holiday, according to an MHK. His call for Tynwald and its branches to forego the summer recess and continue to sit to avoid a bottleneck in passing new laws. Bill Shimmins, MHK, says ensuring Parliament continues to meet is a must with a packed legislative programme tabled by government and the likely need for new laws as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The details from Ewan Gorn.
The Tynwald summer recess lasts from the end of July until mid-October, a break which stems from the traditional agricultural calendar. In 2017, Mr. Shimmins' motion to shorten this recess until September was defeated, with MHKs showing little appetite to change the break. The Treasury member says, though, it's likely a raft of new legislation will be needed to tackle issues created by the coronavirus pandemic, such as damage to the economy and high levels of unemployment. Extraordinary sittings of Tynwald can be called at any time to deal with emergencies, but Mr. Shimmins is concerned there won't be capacity to deal with these extra demands.
If you look at Tynwald, we have the longest summer recess of any parliament or assembly across the British Isles. So Jersey, Guernsey, Wales, Scotland, Westminster, both North and South Island come back in September. I actually think we should do that anyway going forward, come back in September. But particularly this year, I think we should sit throughout the summer. As I say, honourable members are not going anywhere, and I think we've got a job to do. We should be getting on with it.
Middle MHK Bill Shimmins. Well, the president of Tynwald is Steve Roden.
What we're talking about are the sittings of the branches to pass primary legislation and Tynwald to pass secondary legislation. And this pattern has been established for a long time. Now, the fact that it's set in standing orders, of course, means that we can depart from that if necessary. And the role of presiding officers is to facilitate sittings according to the demands of members and executive government. There is a procedure to recall Tynwald and the branches if there is a need, if the legislative programme is such, or the demands of government are such, then Tynwald can hold extra sittings. And indeed, during the present period of emergency, this is precisely what has happened.
There have been six extra emergency sittings of Tynwald since the last regular one in March, with both branches also meeting to put through primary legislation in this time. Mr. Roden says if there's enough demand from members, the oldest parliament in the world can be recalled at any point.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend. The Coastal Waters forecast is strong winds and scattered showers on Saturday, generally dry on Sunday, becoming less windy, sea temperature 11 Celsius. For Saturday, the wind is from the southwest, 6 to 7. A wave height is 2.5 to 3 metres, 3 to 3.5 for a time, wave period 6 seconds, and high water at midday 45. On Sunday, the wind from the southwest, 6 to 7, decreasing 4 to 5. Wave height is 2 to 3 metres, decreasing to 1.5 metres. Wave period 5 to 6 seconds. At high water is at 20 past 1 in the afternoon.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass. Manx Radio Sport.
10 to 6, Fastamai at Oldham.
Fastamai. A further relaxation of rules governing some outdoor sports and activities comes in from tomorrow. In total, 23 are now permitted, including the likes of athletics, football, netball and tennis, as long as guidelines are followed. Walking and cycling have been allowed all along, albeit with social distancing guidelines and, initially, time or distance restrictions in place. No more than 10 people, coaches included, can take part in an activity in any one place. People can't share equipment and anything which is used must be thoroughly cleaned afterwards. The easing of coronavirus restrictions is only for leisure and recreation purposes, though no fixtures or events can take place. A full list of the activities which you can now do can be found at covid19.gov.in. Further afield, six extra races have been added to the card for this year's Royal Ascot. The Buckingham Palace Handicap returns and will open the meeting, while the St James's Palace Stakes and Coronation Stakes are moved to the final day. The event will be held behind closed doors due to the coronavirus pandemic. And there have been calls for the UK government to fund the bailout of EFL clubs today. Sunderland's co-owner Charlie Methven and MP Damien Collins have warned 10 teams face going out of business this summer due to coronavirus. But Salford co-owner Gary Neville tells Sky Sports News it should be the Premier League and not the government providing the money.
The Premier League have spent about £5 billion on transfers in the last four transfer windows. So the idea of a couple of hundred million quid being required by the lower clubs is something that ultimately I don't feel should fall upon the government.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Outbound, the 4:40 to London Heathrow went 8 minutes late. The 10 to 5 to Liverpool went at 2 minutes past 5. Inbound tonight at Ronald's Way Airport, the Liverpool's in at 20 to 7 tonight, and the Heathrow plane should touch down around 8 o'clock. On the roads, Peveril Square, Lock Promenade in Douglas, 24-hour four-way traffic signals. You'll be waiting for ages there for promenade refurbishment work. Of course, that's all tied in with that disturbance at the back of Duke Street in Douglas. They're demolishing 42 to 50 for that new development on Duke Street. So do take care, there's no vehicles at the back of Duke Street. Union Road, Union Mills Main Road's two-way traffic signals for sewer connection. Newcastle Town Road in Douglas has got one-way northerly between the junction with the NSC and the quarter bridge round out there, building a Puffin crossing. The temporary one-way system for the four roads crossroads to the Shore Road in Gansey has been removed. That one-way system removed around the Southern Recycling Centre. All the information at manxradio.com, and the Matrix signs say one thing: 40 miles an hour. Stay safe.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Well, with certain outdoor sports being able to resume from tomorrow, the Isle of Man FA's produced a set of guidelines for you if you wish to train or have a kickabout with your teammates. Doesn't mean that things are returning to anything like normal, though, as the Isle of Man FA president Tony Meppam explained to Ed Oldham.
I think that's where people are getting a little bit confused, because I had a phone call the other night to say that, when this comes into play with 10 people, one is a coach and 9 players, can we have a training session with 20 players and just split them into 10s? Absolutely not. If you look at the Isle of Man government guideline, is that if 9 or 10 people are going to train, then they train isolated, social distance apart. And then if another 10 are going to come after the first 10 have finished their session, then there doesn't seem to be any problems with that. But on a personal note, Ed, certainly at Corinthians, we discussed it last night and this morning, and we're not bringing our players back in. We're not encouraging them to train as a team, because we personally feel at the moment that it's a little bit too early. And I think people have got to be very, very careful of what they're going to do, because at the moment we're not encouraging them to go to a normal training session as it will be.
And even the training sessions that are allowed won't be normal, because you can't have any contact. You've obviously still got to be socially distanced. You can't share drinks. You've got to wash your hands. Clubhouses can only be accessed to use the toilets and to provide refreshments. So there are still very, very strict guidelines there, aren't there?
There certainly is, and that's what club members have got to look at, because I've seen a couple of posts on their Facebook that, yeah, we can start training now. When you think of it, Ed, the Hospital Cup final would be getting played a week this Saturday, and that would be the end of our season. If we were in normal times now, our season would be near enough ended. Then we're into TT, and then pre-season probably starts, middle towards the end of June. So my view is to clubs, just sit back, relax at the moment, and if players want to go out and run and keep their social distances, fine. But I would say to the 26 member clubs, try not to encourage it. The Isle of Man have done so well. I think the government have done an absolutely superb job. We don't want to fall foul of any sort of things that are done wrong now and to make it worse in the long time. So I would say that people be sensible.
That's it for Update tonight. After the news at 6 o'clock, the greatest hits of all time with Chris Pearson, including the coronavirus update at 7 o'clock tonight. Sweet and Swing, a little swinging jazz with Howard Kane at 9 o'clock, and The Late Show with Stu Peters after that. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Winton. Update's back Tuesday evening at 5:30. Have a wonderful bank holiday, and consider this when you look at the weather outside. Summer starts 4 weeks tomorrow.